This recording, England 73, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the Territory. So she was very happy to start her new job at a superb private practice in North Square District near Duke Street Tower. The area is much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on the first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you'd only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that the course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price to pay for a cure. I was born in London, but I moved after about 6 months, so I don't really remember it. And I've lived in Levensham for the rest of my life, which is in Manchester, about in South Manchester, about 3 miles-ish from the city centre. So it's quite central. I went to school in Hume, which is pretty central as well, like closer into the city centre. It's like near like Hume, Moss Side, kind of that area. My dad's from Bolton, so all my family from Bolton, and my mum's from Watford. But my mum's family, we didn't see as much because obviously they were further away and she doesn't have as big a family. So I guess I probably spent more of my childhood with my dad's family than with my mum's. And now I've lived in London, well, up and down. I'm in the third year of my course now. So I've moved up and down throughout holidays and this and that for the past 3 years. I think my accent does change when I'm in London. I think it becomes less strong and I speak more slowly because I know at home I speak really, really quickly when I'm with my friends. But then as soon as I go back home, I think it gets stronger again.